Money is so dear that one conceives that money is sweeter than honey. And who can give up the desire of accumulating such money, especially in the household life? The thieves, the professional soldiers, or the mercantile community tries to acquire money by risking the very life.
কোন অর্থ তৃষ্ণাং বিস্থিরে প্রাণে ভোগি গায় উচ্ছুতা যং কিনাচ্যা পশুভি প্রেষ্ঠই তস্কর সেবক গণিক ওয়ান কন্ডেমনেশন দ্যাট তস্কর Sivaka and Boni. Similarly, there is another verse in Bhagavad Gita, Sriya Vaishya Tatha Sudra. So, the Sudra quality, Boni quality, they are very backwards. So here it is said, Neho Pasui Jurai Baddha. Professor Marshall, he has given reason for economic development, the family affection. Unless one has got family affection, he is not interested in money. So therefore I sometimes say that these hippies, they are little advanced because they have no affection for family and they do not have affection for money also. This is in the other way, these are good qualifications. No interest, no affection. Everyone is working on account of family assets. Neho Pasu, he has got wife, children, and he requires money to make the family happy. So, and for maintaining the family, he requires money. Atha grihasthe prasu tapta vittai janasya mohayam. This war is going on, this material war, going on the principle of sense gratification. Pungshan Sriya Mithuni Bhavam. Everyone is hankering after sex life, man and woman. This is the beginning of material life. In the Vaikuntha Loka, there are thousand times beautiful women and thousand times strong men. Where is the sound is coming? But there is no sex desire. This is Vaikuntha life. Here in this material world, as soon as there is strong man, as soon as there is a beautiful woman, then there is sex impulse. In the Vaikuntha world, there is no such thing. Because they are so much absorbed in Krishna consciousness that sex life is very insignificant. There is no sex life in the Vaikuntha world. But in this material world, this sex life is the basic principle of pleasure. Nishansya means nibhavani tat tayur mitho hridayagantimahu atat brihat chetra sutat vittay janasamohoyam ahamamaveti. So, when they are united, then the attraction for man or attraction for woman becomes very, very strong. Then he requires griha, apartment, home. Then he requires field, land, because land is the means of livelihood. Atha griha kshetra, then children, then friends. In this way, he becomes implicated. Moha. These things are not required. But out of illusion, he is thinking that these things will give me protection, life and place. That is explained in the previous verse. Sneho pasu jira baddham. He becomes too much entangled and captivated by this family affection. So therefore, in the Vedic civilization, from the very beginning of life, the brahmachari is educated not to be attracted by family life, very strictly. Even though he is educated, so if he is found unable, then he is allowed to marry. That also not for many years, to remain in the household life for 25 years. Then compulsory, I will say, separation, panchasuddhaṁ vanaṁ vrajaṁ. Then when the mind is settled, he is awarded sannyas. This is the system. So, on account of this deep affection for maintaining family, everyone is risking life. The example is given here that taskara. There are many professional thieves. Every country, in India also, they are family men. Not that loafer, but their business is to steal. The business is to steal. Why? They steal, they know. It is risky. He has heard it that if you steal, you will be arrested, you will be put into jail. Knowledge is gathered by hearing and by seeing. In Hindi it is called dekha suna. Dekha bhi hai, suna bhi hai. But have you seen or heard it? That is experience. So thief knows, he has heard it from law books that stealing is not good. And from religious scripture also that it is sinful. Do not commit theft, do not become criminal. But still he does. At the risk of us, at night, he goes in the house of this man and risks his life, especially in Western countries, there is firebun, trespassers, even without permission, if anyone enters anyone's house, he can kill him. Is it not the law in your country? Trespassing. So this is the risk of life, that he has entered the house for stealing. And why stealing? The family affection. That is the impetus for economic development. The Professor Marshall, the economist, he has given the definition. That where from the economic development begins by family affection. or by sex attraction. So, this earning money, there are so many smugglers, so many illicit businessmen, black markets, they are risking their lives to get money. The purpose is when one becomes too much attached to family life and too much devoted to maintain it, he doesn't care. He has to earn money somewhere or other, even this life. Even this life. The prosper, who risks his life? First of all, prosper, peace. And the next, Praskara Sivaka. Sivaka, servant, is still in India, in the some district. There was a servant of mine, he belonged to that. There are professional class of servants, they voluntarily sell themselves to the master. Sir, I require 500 rupees, and if you advance me this 500 rupees, I shall remain lifelong your servant. It's still with you. Formerly there were slaves there, but you get still, you advance the servant class, Sudra class. Nowadays, may not be 500, you advance 5,000, you can purchase. There will be agreement, that is lawful, that he has to work like law. And especially the professional soldiers, nowadays the economy activities are so varieties. One of our disciples' son, he has accepted the service of a diver. He enters into the ocean. This is his service. Sometimes they accept the service of coming down from the aeroplane, parachute. What is called? Parachute. Fall down. They are forced to. From 3 miles up. These are all risky things. At any moment, of course, any moment there is death, that's a fact. But people voluntarily accept these kind of services for what purpose? For getting money. And what for money? For sense gratification. And where is the sense gratification in family? Actually, if one becomes too much attached to family life and one has to become, this is the way, then he has to earn money by risking life. He has to earn money. Similarly, the Munich mercantile community, they also risk imprisonment by so many illegal activities. Formerly, these classes of men were after money. The higher class, really the Brahmana, Kshatriya, they were very pious. They did not do anything for risking life for earning money. The Brahmana, they were trained up not to earn money, but to learn how to become self-controlled, sama, dhamma, sattam, how to speak truth, or how to understand the absolute truth, then cleanliness, sama, dhamma, sattam, saucham, tithiksa, how to become tolerant, ajava, simple, jnanam, fully aware of all kinds of knowledge, vijnanam, practical application of knowledge. Then astikam means to accept the authority of this shastra. That is called astik. That is seizing. Seizing means just like Veda. One who accepts the authority of Veda is called astik. And one who does not accept the authority of the Vedas, he is called Nastik. Astik and Nastik. According to Vedic civilization, one who does not follow the Vedic principle, he is called Nastik. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has expressed about the Buddhists. Buddhists, they do not believe in the Vedic Indians or the Muslims. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Vedna Maniya Buddha Hoyla Nasti. Buddhists are called Nastik. It is. Why? Vedna Maniya. He doesn't believe in the Vedas. Ved namaniya buddha hoyla nastik. Vedashaya nastikta bad buddha kevali. But a person, hypocrite, who accepts the Vedas, but he preaches atheism. Just like you are praying that Sunnabad, Nidvishesha Sunnavadi, Pakchatu Devakarya. These two very dangerous positions. Nidvishesha. And the Buddhists, they say, there is no God. Sunnavadi. Everything, at the end, everything is zero. You have got this body, when the body is finished, then everything becomes zero. Because they do not believe in the soul, not in God. There are many Nastik. Vasya-bhuta-sadeva-hastra-kuta-punarāvana-bhavet. Then body I see, it is burnt into ashes, red light. There is no light, there is no soul. So this is Buddhava, Sunnava. Everything becomes zero. Vedashaya Nastikavad, the Mayavadi, they do not say that there is no God, because in the Vedas there is God. So they do not say directly, but they say, yes, there is God, but he has no head, no leg, no hand. He cannot talk, he cannot eat. Then what remains? He is making zero God. Is zero by negative definition. He has no head, he has no hand, he has no leg. So both of them are zero, advocates of zero. But one directly says, no, there is no God. Everything is zero. And this Mayavadi, Nirvisheshvadi, they say the same thing, zero, but even different. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that these Mayavadis, Jirovadis, they are more dangerous than this Buddha. Vedashaya Nastikta Bhava. All these Mayavadis, Sannyasis, they are very learned, but they will never accept that God has formed. They say it is kalpana, it is imagination. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has designated them very, very dangerous, these Mayavadis. He has therefore strictly forbidden. Mayavadi bhakta sunene hoy sarbona. If you hear this Mayavadi speaking, then your future is doomed, you are finished. Because as soon as you have become infected with the Mayavad philosophy, It will take millions of years to come to the platform of devotional service. It is so dangerous. Mayavadi bhastra sunile hai sadbana. Sadbanas means everything is finished. When you become godless, or you think yourself as you are God, the Mayavadi do that. They accept God, Krishna, as God, but Krishna's body is Maya. He has assumed the form. It's a body which is created by Maya. Just like our body is created by Maya. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddhese arjuna tishtati Brahman sarvabhutani jantra rurhani maya. This body is given by the material nature. At the direction of, by the direction of Krishna. Because the nature is working by the direction of Krishna. Nature is not independent. Maya dhakshena pakiti surate isa charatram. So, Ishvara, Krishna, as super soul, he is within the core of my heart. Sitting with me, I am also within the heart. And I am desiring, and Krishna is fulfilling my desire. Matta smriti jnanam apohadam cha. Smriti, Krishna gives a body by the living entity. He wanted to eat anything and everything without any discrimination. Now take this body of a hog. He can eat even stew. I give you the facility. Matta smriti jnana. Now here you have got this body. You stew. Smriti jnana. In this way, you are going on. Life after life. You are creating different types of body. This is called seasonal changes. Just like there is tree, and every season there are fruits. The fruits, they are undergoing six kinds of transformation. First of all, it is just like a small bud or flower, then grows into a green fruit, then it is ripened fruit. Then there is seed, then it is completely rational, then falls down and finished. The fruit is going on, these six kinds of transformation, but the tree is standing. Similarly, as living entity, we are permanent. And according to our karma, fruit is result of our karma, we are getting different bodies. So I am steady as spirit soul. My bodies are changing. Seasonal changes. But Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, na harnate hannamane sarire, because this fruit is grown, stays for some time, then dwindles and vanishes. That does not mean the tree is finished. This is a crude example. So this change of body is there on account of presence of the super soul. He is noting down. He doesn't require to note down, as he knows, that this living entity wants this kind of facility. So each and every body means a kind of facility for fulfilling our desires. So that desire is fulfilled by Krishna. He is within our heart. He has given full independence. Desire, whatever you desire, I will give you. Jeeva kamaḥ prapadyante, tāṁ sukhaiva bhajāmyaḥ. So, for fulfilling our desires, in the morning, we are talking on the street about desire. The desire cannot be stopped. If desire less, it is not possible, because we are living entity. We must have desires. But this kind of desires we are proposing, my Lord, give me a facility for fulfilling these desires. So that means we get a particular tribe. And these desires are generated on account of our different association. Satogun, Dajogun, Tam. So if we associate with Satogun, then we get body like the Dengal. Urdhan Vachanti, Sattasva, Madhe Tishanti, Rajasa, Javanna Gunavittisya, Adho Vachanti, Tamasa. In this way, it is going to Vasana. Therefore, we have to become Vasana-less. Without any Vasana, means without any material desire. Vasana cannot. It is therefore not actually to make it nullified, but to make it purified. That is the aim of human life. To purify our desires. That purification is possible by Krishna consciousness. Sarvapadhi vinirmaktam tatparasena nirmalam. If you simply desire how to serve Krishna, then that is really desirelessness. Desirelessness means not to become without desire. You desire to serve Krishna, then this material desire will automatically finish. Tabai manas Krishna padar. So you fix up your mind at the lotus feet of Krishna, then non-Krishna desires will be finished. Sabhimana Krishna. Everything will be there. The hands will be there, the legs will be there, the eyes will be there, the ears will be there, everything will be there. But if you change your desire, they will be gone. It is not to make it null and void. No. The hand is there. But if you engage your hand in cleansing the temple, then you are transcendent. You are pure. If you walk to go to the temple, then a desire for walking will be spiritual. If you smell the flower offered to the deity, then a desire for smelling so many scented things will finish. If you eat prasadam, then your desire for going to the restaurant and making satisfaction of the tongue will be finished. Therefore, if we simply desire eating, sleeping, making, everything, even making also, if you desire that if I can because a child will be Krishna conscious, then you have sex life. Others stop. If you take this responsibility, that you will beget a child will be Krishna conscious, you can produce thousands of children alone. Otherwise, don't become mother and father. This is possible. Don't be. Pita na saskat, janani na saskat. Namo chayaja samukhi. Why? That is the duty. Make your children Krishna conscious, then your duty is alright. Otherwise, don't become father and mother. So desireless means when we don't desire anything material, simply desire to serve Krishna, that is desire. Sarvapadhimimimu. Then it is nirmal, purified. And what is the function of the purified senses? Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Vichyate. When there is no more material desires, None of your senses are engaged in anything except in Krishna's service, this is easy. And in that purified state, when your senses are purified by this way, then you can render service to Krishna. That service is accepted. Then patram pushpam phalam puram yome bhakta prajacchati talaham asnami. In that stage of transcendental position, there is bhakti. Anything you offer to Krishna, he eats. It's a great relish. Very nice. That's why Vibhu was offering the skin of the banana, and Krishna was eating. You are so much absorbed in Krishna's thought. Krishna came to his house and in great ecstasy, he was opening the banana and the skin was being offered to Krishna and the pulp was thrown. But Krishna was eating that skin. Because Vimai Bhaktya Prajachati, Krishna can eat anything. He is all powerful. Even if you give the skin or the pulp, it doesn't matter. But it must be Vimai Bhaktya Prajachati. The real thing is bhakti. So this is when you are bhakta, then you are desireless. Otherwise, desire cannot be finished. That is not possible. The Mahamadhi philosopher says you become desireless. It is not possible. Desire can be purified in connection with Sadhika Krishna. So the whole idea is that our desire, Kuna Artha Krishna, Artha Krishna means desiring for getting money. This is there. That is not possible. So long in the material world, one cannot give up this desire. Therefore, I was saying that these Europeans, American boys, they prefer to become hippies. There is another process of desirelessness, don't want. They are coming from rich man's house, but they don't want. There is a desireless. But it is not properly utilized. Now they have got this opportunity how to serve Krishna. Therefore they are advancing so quickly. So desirelessness is not possible. Desire there will be. When we change our consciousness, desire is transferred for Krishna's service, that is perfect life. Thank you very much.